This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco has created something of a stir among economists and economy watchers with a new theory on what might be behind the flat-out lousy growth figures we had for the first quarter of this year. Their argument basically goes like this, that it was a miserable winter and government economists just aren't doing enough to take that or other what are known as seasonal factors into account when they make their calculations. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
How many times have Game of Thrones fans heard this?
Winter is coming.
Actually, winter has come and gone and left a trail of confusion in its wake. The first quarter gross domestic product, or GDP growth, came in at just 0.2%. Was it really that bad, or were the numbers just not crunched enough?
You know, of course, it's always hard to separate the wheat from the chaff.
That's Glenn Rudebush, research director at the San Francisco Fed. He says the Bureau of Economic Analysis just makes seasonal adjustments as it gathers each piece of data. Rudebush says there should be another seasonal adjustment at the end of that process. He says, think of it as making gravy.
There's a lot of things in there that maybe you don't want in your final dish. So you want to reduce it down and get the real essence of flavor.
In economics, you're trying to get rid of all that extraneous noise so you can see underlying economic trends.
Well, I think they're on to something.
Ken Kuttner is a former Fed economist who now teaches economics at Williams College.
And what the San Francisco Fed has uncovered is, well, you know, maybe there's a slightly better way to do it.
How much do these GDP numbers matter? Well, the Fed uses them to decide whether it's time to raise interest rates, but it also looks at other things, according to Chris Rupke, chief economist at MUFG Union Bank.
The most important data is the unemployment rate. You know, it's the single best indicator of labor market conditions.
But lately, the unemployment rate and GDP numbers haven't jived. The San Francisco Fed says its number-crunching formula could smooth out those differences, too. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.